This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Cam, and Sean Tanis is in with us for our market wrap. Sean, the ECRL project is grabbing all the headlines today, and I understand the ringgit is also reacting to this news.
Yeah, the market sentiment towards the ringgit received a boost after the ECRL project was revived. The ringgit is higher against the US dollar compared to Friday's close, and this is due to improved demand, and it's currently trading at 4 ringgit 10 against the greenback, and analysts are expecting the ECRL project to inject some kind of momentum going forward. And AmBank Research also believes market appetite for Asian currencies will improve today because the US dollar's momentum fell last week, and they're expecting ringgit to trade between support levels of 4 ringgit 9 cent and 4 ringgit 10, and the resistance is pinned at 4 ringgit 12.
The Prime Minister, Tun Mahathir, also commented about pegging the ringgit, saying it is one of the measures to protect the ringgit.
Yeah, he said there's a need to shield the ringgit from devaluation caused by speculators. And historically, we know that he's not one who's afraid of making that kind of call when our currency takes a beating. And of course, as an open market, there will be a lot of disapproval from the international community. But it will be a bold move, and there's certainly some kind of message the Prime Minister is sending out by not ruling out the possibility of fixing the ringgit's value. And this was his comment.
It can happen again, of course, if you are not careful, if you spend too much of your own money, or we are not very productive and therefore our economy is not strong. That affects the value of your currency. The ringgit is depreciating still. We can stop that by fixing the value of the ringgit. But that means that we will go against the rest of the world, because the rest of the world believes fixing the value of your currency is not right. I don't see why it is not right. But if it happens again, we have had two experiences dealing with a depressed market, depressed ringgit. If it happens again, we can fall back on some of our ideas during 1997 and 2008 to protect our currency from being devalued by speculators in particular.
All right, that was Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Moving on to Bursa, shares of Sapura Energy were reacting to new contracts signed by the company. How's the counter today?
Yeah, Sapura Energy was a top active stock today after securing five new contracts worth 1.3 billion ringgit, and the counter also fell 1 cent this morning. The new jobs were for its engineering, construction and drilling segments, and this includes a submarine rescue service contract for the Royal Australian Navy. At close today, Sapura Energy was down 2.9% at 33.5 cents.
Sean, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.